listener production.
Hey, Bension Siebert here with The Briefing. The only remaining Liberal government in Australia is about to return to power just after Tasmanians cast their votes at the election over the weekend. Liberal Premier Jeremy Rockliffe called the election a year early to try and form a stable majority government, but Tasmanians didn't give him one. In fact, there was a big swing against the government in favour of the Greens, the Jackie Lambie Network and Independents. So Rockliffe now has to negotiate with Lambie and the Independents to form exactly the thing he was trying to get out of, minority government. All this might end up being a preview of the next federal election, when PM Anthony Albanese is expected to be vying for a second term against Liberal leader Peter Dutton. To take us through the results, what they mean for Australia, and what they mean for the rest of us, listener journo Tessa Randello joins us now. Hi, Tessa.
Hi there.
So how did we get here in the first place? Why did Tasmanians have to go to the polls a year early?
Well, it was actually called by the now Premier again, it seems, Jeremy Rockliffe, who wanted the Liberal Party to be back in a majority government in Tasmania. They ended up in a minority after a couple of different things. Two Liberal members became independents. They defected over some issues that they wanted some more clarity on. That included the AFL stadium. And then they also had a couple of members leave for other different reasons throughout the term. And then the Premier wanted to get the majority. That's not what he got. Saturday night was especially interesting. That's when we got all of the votes counted. The Liberal leader claimed victory with less than a majority and also spoke before the opposition leader, which is something that doesn't usually happen. The Labor leader, Rebecca White, also didn't concede in that speech. So both speeches on Saturday night were very strange. The Labor Party did concede on Sunday. Votes are still being counted, but it's expected the Liberals will get 14 seats, Labor will get 10. There'll be four or five for the Greens and the rest independents, but they do need 18 for a majority in total. Discussions are now underway to see who will actually form the government.
What were the big issues in the election campaign?
Well, very much like the rest of the country, some of the big issues were health, housing, and the cost of living crisis. Obviously, we've all heard about the AFL stadium. The AFL stadium is also a bit of a political issue that was being talked about. And of course, the Liberal Party also decided that they would vow to build the world's largest chocolate fountain. So I'm not sure how much of a difference that made to people's votes, but it was part of the voting tally.
Yeah, well, health, education, AFL stadium, I know I don't care about any of those things. What I care about is the chocolate fountain, so I'm glad that that was on the ballot in this election. One of the big wild cards was the Jackie Lambie Network. Now, many of us know Lambie as a federal MP, but do we know what her party stands for?
It's really interesting when it comes to the Jackie Lambie Network because they're not a party, they're a network. So they don't actually have policies like the Labor or the Liberal or the Greens party will have that all align completely. They didn't lay out any specific things that they would be pushing for or that they'd be voting for or against, which also makes it really interesting when we know that the Liberal government might need to connect with some of the Jackie Lambie members to form a majority government. We don't know exactly what their stance is on a lot of things.
People have also been connecting this to what we might actually see at the federal election. What's the link there?
Well, it's really interesting. We've seen in the Tasmanian election a big swing. It was 12% away from the Liberal Party. It was their fourth successful attempt to make it into government, which does see a usual swing away. But those votes were not picked up by the Labor Party. A lot of those votes went to the Greens, smaller parties and independents, which I think is something that we're going to see. And just earlier today, I did speak to Senior Research Fellow Dr. Robert Hortle from the University of Tasmania, and he reckons it's just another example of trends that we've been seeing nationally in our voting recently.
You know, it is another data point that we've got, that people are increasingly voting for independents and minor parties. And I guess that's kind of indicative more broadly of the fragmentation and polarisation that we've seen across not only our politics in Australia, but also globally. You're seeing it in the US and you're seeing it in the UK as well.
And he also said that there's another similarity between Tasmania and the federal government. Neither of them have a fixed term parliament, which can also change the outcome of the elections and go against some of the trends that we're actually seeing.
Not having fixed term parliaments really disadvantages minor parties and independents, because they don't have all the resources and the campaigning kind of infrastructure that the major parties can draw on. If they get caught on the hop with an early election call, it becomes quite difficult for them to mobilise quickly.
So the Premier is now in a position where he has to negotiate to form minority government. What do you think that that's going to look like over the next few days?
Well, I think we're going to see independents and the Jackie Lambie Network having discussions with the Premier to see what the makeup of that is. We still don't know exactly what the seats are at this point. We're expecting 14 for the Liberals, which means they'll need four other people to join in to make that majority government that they're looking for. And so it will be interesting to see how those discussions progress over the coming weeks and months, I guess, because we really don't have the numbers yet. We know the Liberals will probably get 14 seats, which means they need four other either probably independents or Jackie Lambie Network members to make majority government. But we really don't know what that's going to look like just yet. So it's all a little bit up in the air and we're only 3 days after the election.
So where does all this leave the Greens? Because the Labor Party has obviously conceded. That means that they won't be forming government with the Greens and anyone else. Is the Liberal Party interested in speaking with the Greens?
It doesn't look like the Liberal Party and the Greens are going to be coming together for a majority government, especially over the stadium debate. The Greens are extremely against the stadium. They want to look at other options, and that would just put a massive spanner in the works for the Liberal Party. Seven political reporter Josh Duggan said that the planning of the stadium will actually have a little bit of an impact on who the Liberals decide to go with when it comes to making a majority government.
The planning process that they've put the stadium into requires it to go through Parliament after the planning, independent planning work is done. So it is going to come back to Parliament and have to go through both houses. So Jeremy Rockliffe is going to need to find a few people on the crossbench that are going to vote for that. David O'Byrne is an independent. He's said he's for the stadium, despite being a former Labor leader. Jackie Lambie's MPs are the wild card here. While Jackie herself has been anti the stadium, it's unclear exactly where her candidates stand. A couple of them have been for the stadium.
So we're very likely to see a minority government in Tasmania, and we're seeing this trend of more and more people across the country being interested in minor parties' independence. What do we think this says about where our politics is going generally?
Well, I think Josh Duggan, the Seven political reporter, put it really well when he said that it looks like it's what people want a little bit more. It seems like Australians want our politicians working together rather than ripping each other to shreds.
The outcome of this election is another minority government. They're going to need to find a way forward that involves working with the crossbench. And I think that represents what people want out of politics at the moment, which is a collaborative type of governing. People don't want always fighting, always adversarial politics. They want to see their MPs working together.
And I guess we can't talk about the Tasmanian election without mentioning the fact that Tasmania is still, even though it's a minority, is still the last Liberal government in the country. And this is its fourth term. So I guess that is really interesting to see when we've seen a lot of Liberal governments, even though some have gained traction, we've still got Labor in every other state and the federal government at the moment.
That's a really interesting point. And do people think that this might have some kind of message in it for the coalition federally?
Well, Josh Duggan, the Seven News political reporter, said that there are some parts of the Liberal government in Tasmania that could be a way forward for the coalition nationally.
I think this election is so interesting because it's the last remaining Liberal government in the country. And over the last 10 years, the Liberal government down here has really fashioned itself a really moderate position. Will Hodgman, Peter Gutwin and Jeremy Rockliffe have all been moderate Liberal premiers. We've also seen that Tasmania has been one of the most successful states for the Liberal Party in recent years. So it's shown a bit of a path forward for the Liberal Party to be successful, as we see nationally, a bit of a culture war between factions of the Liberal Party.
So obviously that's not the tack that the current federal Liberal leader, Peter Dutton, is taking. But we'll see what happens leading up to the next federal election. Tessa Randello, thanks so much for your time on The Briefing.
Thank you.
Tessa Randello there. That's all for The Briefing today. Check your feed again at 6 a.m. for the next one and hit follow to make sure you never miss an episode. And if you like what we do here at The Briefing, please tell your friends, your brother, your third cousin, anyone really. In the meantime, we're currently working on a special investigation into Australia's online medical certificate industry. Have you got a doctor's note from one of these websites? If so, send us a DM by searching The Briefing Podcast on Instagram. I'm Bension Siebert. Catch you next time.